arithmetic blows to the punchy bag keeps the boxer in tip-top shape as he practices his jab for future matches. The Salcedo Ruiz family established the West Side Boxing Club in 2007. The gym is run by Jose and Nacho, who are also the head trainers of the gym. In a short period, West Side has developed a reputation as a true and traditional fight gym. Juan Eric Arias, who first took up boxing as a hobby, has now become an amateur boxer in the prize fighting sport. Arias first started to box at age 16 when his father enrolled him into the Oscar de la Hoya gym, which no longer exists. Arias has been boxing for 12 years now and has competed in the Mexican pre-Olympics and won a golden medal. However, after his achievement, he was challenged with deciding whether or not he wanted to accept his invitation to compete in Guadalajara or continue his education in school.
I left, I might have got fired from work and from school. I was doing really good. I had A's in the classes, and if I would abandon school, then I would have dropped those good grades. So I decided not to go.
Arias enjoys the boxing room and accepts new opportunities that come his way. Though he is also content if he doesn't aspire into a pro boxer in the future.
Me is just to have fun, and as far as goals-wise, it's more than a hobby. It's part of my life, but I just want to be able to do it as long as I can. My priority is school, but like I said, I'll welcome any challenges that come ahead.
Besides physical challenges, Arias has also dealt with emotional struggles during his matches.
Last year, it was a big challenge because I had a friend that passed away, and we competed in the Desert Showdown, and we won that tournament. It was pretty much emotional, too, because that was a good friend that used to go to all my fights to watch, and seeing him not there, it kind of made me a little bit okay. He was a big supporter. But
throughout it all, Arias is proud of his achievements in the sport and becoming a member of the West Side Boxing family.
And as far as meeting these guys, West Side Boxing, that to be the most proud thing is that I have a family here. It's not just a team, it's family. They're always there when you need them.
ESPN recently recognized the club as one of boxing's most famous gyms. With support from Stephen Ho, Oscar De La Hoya, and Golden Boy Promotions, the gym has been a go-to spot for Los Angeles media workouts, as well as a secluded LA training center for world-class fighters, including Saul Canelo Alvarez, Victor Ortiz, Sugar Shane Mosley, and many others. Gabriel Rivas, who loves the sport of boxing, has been a part of the West Side Boxing Club since high school. Rivas began his training every day for 5 days a week and later transitioned from a student into a trainer.
I realized I didn't want to compete. I actually wanted to help out with my friends here and start training some of the high school kids, and eventually start training some of the regular customers. So that's how it started. And because I've always been a natural teacher, I like teaching people, so.
Rivas is now going into his fifth year of training boxers
at Westside and practices what he calls a typical boxing routine with his athletes. These training methods can last from 1.5 to 2 hours.
We'll start them off maybe 2-3 rounds of jump rope. We get them to run for about 10 minutes. We get them to do a few exercises in the ring. Sometimes it'll be lateral movement when they're moving side to side for a few rounds. And then shadow boxing, which is where they work on some of their technique when they're punching in front of a mirror. And then we get them to hit the bags for a few rounds. We have different three kinds of bags at the gym. Either speed bag, double end bag, and the punching bag, and we give them about 2 or 3 rounds on each, and then we finish up with some sit-ups. That's a normal routine. You'll see that in any gym.
Boxing is a high-intensity sport that requires athletes to be dedicated and powerful in order to have great endurance. The sport comes with many benefits, which include speed, strength, hand-eye coordination, and stress relief. All these skills support each boxer to stay alert during each competition.
I mean, if there's anything that I yell at each fight, it's keep jabbing, because for me, that's the most important punch in the world. But if you learn anything about boxing, is that each situation requires a different reaction, and you got to make changes on the spot. So there's not one special move that'll work in each fight, except I think for the jab. I think whoever you are, whether you're, you know, coming forward or going backwards, the jab is the most important punch. But besides that, you know, there's no one move that's going to help you in each fight. Every fight's different.
The Westside Boxing Club has also trained young fighters such as Nick La Calavera Arce, who started in Westside's junior program and is now signed to Golden Boy Promotions. Arce was signed in December of 2014 as a professional fighter and trains full-time to pursue his dream of becoming a world champion. Arce has been a boxer for 9 years and admits to have started boxing to get vengeance on a former opponent.
Well, one day I was in the ring at age 12, and I was up against this kid that he already had a couple months, and I got my butt whooped, so it was like I wanted revenge. So I was training hard every day so I could get revenge back. And then the next time we got in there in the ring, it's called sparring. So, and then I did better than the first time. So I told myself, wow, I could, you know, if I push myself in this, I could do something in the sport. So that was the click.
Arce fought 5 times in 2015 and in venues such as LA Sports Arena and StubHub Center. Arce won each time via knockout. His record so far in the boxing realm is 7-0 with 6 wins by knockouts. Although this sport can be a lot to handle, Arce believes with the support of his team, he will endure the challenges that come and continue boxing.
Sometimes you feel like giving up, but then there's people around you, like your team, that always pushes you, your family, to never give up. And it's a tough sport, you know. Not a lot of people can make it. They call it the make you or break you sport. So it's either you do it or you don't.
Arce looks to continue his win streak with more victories to come in 2016. The advice he gives young future athletes and his supporters is to never give up on their dreams.
Believe in yourself and keep working hard for something that you want to achieve in life. One day there's, you know, an opportunity that you can shine, take it and run with it. Just distance yourself from, you know, the negative stuff and, you know, go into a straight direction.
Robert Arce, Nick Arce's older brother, admits to feeling scared but excited when his brother first joined the sport. Throughout time, his brother also got involved with the gym in order to show his brother his support.
To show him support, I guess I joined the gym with him just to show them that if he's going to go through it, I'm going to go through it with him. And then I'm there for every fight. I invite all my friends to his fight. I'm there for him 100. Even at home, when he's stressing, I'm there for him.
Gabriel Avila, who has been a fan of boxing for 20 years, says that with MMA and other sports involved in this industry, the popularity decline is inevitable, but it depends on each fan's interest.
I mean, boxing itself is a tricky enterprise right now. What with you got, you know, other combat sports, ultimate fighting, all that stuff. So I guess it saps away a little from the popularity, but I'd say it's more of a people thing. People are, I guess, a little upset at mismatches, the business being before the fights, stuff like that. Not people not seeing the best fights that they can.
This is Londis Agostume reporting for KPC Radio.